Exclusive, Representative Wesley Hunt to counter Pride Month with resolution designating July American Pride Month. By Joshua Klein on June 26, 2023. In response to the Biden White House, woke corporations, and the media celebrating Pride for an entire month, Texas Republican Congressman Wesley Hunt is slated to introduce a resolution designating July American Pride Month aimed at celebrating America. The resolution, which is to be introduced on Friday, would provide an opportunity for the country's entire population to celebrate American Pride during the whole month. According to the resolution's text previewed by Breitbart News, July will be dedicated to celebrate, memorialize, and increase awareness of the monumental achievements of the United States of America and the countless number of patriots throughout her history which have made this nation the last best hope of earth. It also calls for bringing American exceptionalism back into the spotlight and teaching American youth what it means to be an American. Throughout July, Hunt revealed he would be posting pro-America tweets daily, along with the hashtag American Pride Month, as part of a social media campaign to honor the United States. In a video for the campaign given to Breitbart News ahead of its public release, the clip calls for doing a better job of getting across that America is freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. And freedom is special and rare. It's fragile, the narrator states. It also urges teaching history based not on what's in fashion but what's important. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Monday, Hunt cited former President Ronald Reagan in highlighting the importance of educating our youth and providing them an identity. In the words of President Reagan, "If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are," he stated. In Reagan's final address to the nation, he warned us what would happen if we ceased teaching future generations about our history and, most importantly, what it means to be an American. However, Hunt, who after West Point spent 8 years in the Army as an aviation branch officer and AH-64D Apache Longbow helicopter pilot, lamented how things have developed lately. "Unfortunately, in recent years, we have witnessed Reagan's warning become a premonition," he said. "Our country is terribly divided, and woke ideology has replaced American pride with cultural tribalism." In that light, he suggested dedicating a month to celebrating pride in America. If the Biden White House, woke corporations, and the media can spend an entire month celebrating pride, then they can also spend the entire month of our nation's birth celebrating American pride, he argued. He also noted how he and his family served this nation in combat, and how American exceptionalism means something to me. "And I want it to mean something again to future generations of Americans," he continued. The congressman concluded by explaining that American history is worth celebrating. "Only in America can the great-great-grandson of a slave become a United States congressman in a handful of generations," he stated. "That progress is worth celebrating. That history is worth teaching." The resolution comes as the Biden administration, the mainstream media, and major corporations continue pushing a woke agenda, often targeting children, and as traditional patriotism dwindles. A March Wall Street Journal poll found that patriotism in the United States, along with other traditional American values, has fallen drastically over the last 25 years. Meanwhile, a Gallup survey from last year revealed that the current Pride Month of June applies to only 7.1% of Americans, a small fraction of the U.S. population. On Friday, as Pride Month ends, LGBT activists at the annual drag march in New York City chanted, "We're here. We're queer, we're coming for your children." Earlier this month during Pride Month celebrations at the White House, transgender children were singled out for special attention by President Joe Biden when he told them they are loved. "I want to send a message to the entire community, especially to transgender children: you are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong," the president said. Last month, Hunt slammed the left for its attempts at presenting the right as racist, as he claimed the very opposite is true. Previously, he has criticized the Biden administration for using racism as a scapegoat for everything. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.